Thank you for tuning into the show. I'm Todd.
And I'm Kendra.
And you're listening to the 32081. Today's show is going to be very interesting. First of all, we've had a little remodeling done in our house, aka studio. So it might sound a little different. So we're going to have to get some, I don't know, what did you say, fabric? Maybe some cushions. Would you take out the carpet? Sounds a little different. Sounds a little different. So, okay, Kendra's speechless over there. So anyways, today we're going to be talking about something pretty near and dear to people's hearts here in Nocatee, and that's golf cart safety.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And we are lucky enough to have Sheriff Hardwick joining us on this episode, and he's going to be answering some of the questions we've had that we've seen out there on social media, or we've heard it from people at different events or just out on the street. So we'd like to welcome Sheriff Hardwick to the show. Welcome, Sheriff.
You're welcome. Glad to have glad to be able to speak about this, and thank you for inviting me on today.
What is the most common misconception about golf cart operations in St. John's County, and especially Nocatee?
You know, absolutely, too. And, you know, this, this is a very important question because, you know, some of the misconceptions are that anybody can operate them. You can drive wherever you want to, and they're not dangerous because there's a quote-unquote golf cart. So those are some of the misconceptions in the Nocatee area, and I'm sure we'll address these one by one as we ask, as you ask some more questions.
What are the requirements for a teen to operate a vehicle, and how should parents prepare their children for the responsibility of driving a golf cart?
You know, this is, you know, one thing I'll kind of open up with this question too is, you know, this is a moving vehicle, you know, and this is where we get a chance to actually, you know, teach our youth as a parent the rules and regulations of the road, but also responsibilities. So, you know, as a teen driver, you know, driving a golf cart, we got to follow the Florida state statute. And the actual Florida state statute is 316.193. And that kind of covers the safe operation and, you know, basically how you operate, how you drive a golf cart. And also, too, there's numerous county ordinances to include County Ordinance 218-43. But, you know, the big thing, of course, is having, you know, the parents are responsible. We got to hold some accountability as parents that these children are yours and you got to hold some responsibility to the parents. And of course, the parents hold the responsibility to the children. But to operate a golf cart here in the state of Florida in St. John's County, it's 14 years of age, and they have to have some type of ID on them, maybe a school ID or, you know, some type of ID that shows who they are and what their age is. And they can only use or drive the golf cart, you know, during the daytime. Now, there is some additional restrictions based on your learner's permit. So, yes, you can actually operate a golf cart at 14 years old. But also, too, if you have a learner's permit or an actual driving license, there is some regulations, too, in the Florida driver's license to include restrictions of, you know, you can't drive from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. for a 16-year-old, and then you can't drive from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. for a 17-year-old. So, again, we just to kind of recap on that question, we follow the Florida state statute, and we also follow some county ordinances, too, that regulate and govern the regulations of golf cart usage.
What is the number one cause of injuries on golf carts, and how can they be prevented?
You know, the biggest thing, you know, we talk about a 14-year-old, you know, kid, really, or a young man or young woman, you know, and it's lack of experience of operating, you know, a moving vehicle, basically a golf cart, which with that lack of experience and that lack of, you know, intuitive or intuition of the rules of the road, like we talked about a minute ago, it leads to, you know, traffic accidents or accidents. And also, too, you know, these young kids are so easily distracted, you know, nowadays between their social media and if you have, you know, multiple, I hate to use the word juveniles, we'll just call them young men or women, you know, in a golf cart, getting distracted while you're trying to drive. And then, of course, the other thing, too, is I'm not sure if these young men and women understand the true danger of driving a golf cart that, you know, shouldn't go any faster than 20 miles an hour per the law. But, you know, that being said, it is a moving vehicle that weighs a lot. And of course, it's usually in the same area as cars that are, you know, either in the, you know, the outbound, inbound traffic or in the right-of-ways that are, you know, perpendicular to the actual golf cart path.
We see people with car seats strapped in. Should they follow the same guidelines as if it was installed in their regular car?
Absolutely, yeah, because it is considered a moving vehicle. The golf cart is. So, yeah, we follow the same regulations you would follow for, you know, strapping your child in, you know, based on age, of course, and based on what the actual car seat is rated for and approved for. But yes, follow the same exact rules and regulations you would for a moving vehicle or a car or a truck.
One thing I think is a misconception with people, and I watch them all the time when I'm going to pick up my kids from school and stuff, is that there's a belief that the golf cart stop signs are just there as like a suggestion. So it's like they just breeze by them. So it seems to me that people don't pay attention to the signs or stuff. They just figure they get on these golf carts and they can go. And do you advise them that those signs are there for a reason? They really need to follow them and look both ways and everything.
You know, absolutely, too. And whether it be a designated path for what they call multi-use lane, which would be for like bicycles and people jogging and actually a golf cart usage, you know, those signs are in place for safety reasons and to hopefully, you know, prevent, you know, anybody from being seriously hurt or even causing some type of accident. So, I mean, it's technically treated as a motor vehicle on a roadway. So those signs are there for a reason. And, you know, we ask that you obey them. I say you, users of the golf carts to obey them, you know, so we can prevent, you know, accidents and injuries.
Sheriff, as far as thefts of golf carts, is there a concern? And if so, what can be done to deter theft?
Sure. And that's another great question. You know, one thing we're proud to say here in St. Johns County is we do not have a theft issue with golf carts in the Nocatee area or any part of St. Johns County. But with that, too, we're also going to remind, you know, people that own a golf cart to, you know, most of them have a key type system on there and some other additional locking mechanisms. We ask them that when you park them somewhere, you know, make sure you take the key, make sure you lock them up properly. And so, like I said, we haven't had a theft issue up there, knock on wood. But also, too, our community is so good to us up there in Nocatee. They're not afraid to reach out to us if they see a suspicious vehicle or a suspicious, you know, acting individual. So, again, we get that great relationship, community partnership with Nocatee residents. So far, so good. We don't have a theft issue of golf carts in the area.
Sheriff, thank you very much for joining us here on the 32081 to talk about golf cart safety.
You're welcome. Glad to have glad to be able to speak about this, and thank you for inviting me on today.
Well, I think that was a really interesting episode. I think it's very important because golf carts just aren't big in Nocatee. We're seeing them, especially with gas prices going up recently. We're going to start seeing them used in more and more places. And I know that you and I have driven over in different areas like Durbin, just across US 1. And even though it's like not a, maybe a master plan community, you still see people using the golf carts to get around in between their different various neighborhoods and communities.
Yeah, I think it's really important to think about safety and different transportation.
Really appreciate the sheriff being here. It's awesome to have that kind of, and by the way, we do have to give a shout out to the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office because their officers are fantastic. They're very, I know that they're very approachable for kids. They're very friendly. They're easy to talk to. And I got to say that if you ever need anything, like, especially with this podcast, they got right back to us. So they're phenomenal. We can't say thank.
Very impressed with their help and support.
Yeah, and also Prey over there was a great big help in the public information sector. I'm probably getting that department wrong, but we'd like to thank Prey's help in setting this up with the sheriff. And we are working on future episodes. We do appreciate you listening. I'm Todd.
I'm Kendra.
And this is the 32081.